Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle on feed with Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
We are talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Cattle on Feed report out just ahead of the Memorial Day holiday. And Daryl, let's talk about the numbers. What did you see, first of all?
You know, the USDA May Cattle on Feed report had placements in the month of April at 108.7% of last year. Marketings were 106.9% of last year. And we have an on-feed total for May 1 of 102.2. Those numbers were pretty close to expectations. Actually, the average trade guess for placements was bigger than that. It was guessed to be about 113%. So this is within the range. There were several analysts that were close to this 109 range for placements year over year. But, you know, it's on the friendly side of that range. So that's probably the best news in this. Marketings were very close to as expected. And the on-feed total was pretty close to expected as well. There was one more business day in April this year compared to last year, so that accounts for some of the increase in both placements and marketings, but both of them were fairly strong numbers.
Why were we looking at such, you know, substantially bigger placements this April compared to a year ago?
Well, I think the timing here is kind of a month-to-month thing. As you know, we've had tremendous weather disruptions this year. We're still having weather disruptions now. We've gotten past winter weather. We've still got lots of rain and mud and flooding and other things now. But I think part of this is just kind of smoothing out what's happened over the last two or three months in that respect. You know, we probably did carry some more cattle this last winter through on backgrounding programs. Obviously, we saw some more cattle on wheat in the southern plains, and those cattle are beginning to come in. There's still some cattle out on graze out, but some of those started to come in April. So I think it's a combination of all of those things.
On the marketings, I guess maybe the one thing that you can probably take away from this is that we are continuing to keep these feedlots, as far as the pens are concerned, fairly current.
We really are. You know, again, the expectation was actually the average was 102.8. It came in at 102.2 on the on-feed total, a little bit smaller than expected. That's not by itself a major market factor, but it does highlight, as you say, the fact that even though we've seen a little bit bigger placements here, we're still staying current in these markets. We're still seeing the effects, of course, of that pipeline of feeder cattle from the herd expansions of the last several years is still full and will continue to be full for quite a few more months. So we're working our way through those cattle pretty well.
I guess what, as you look at these on-feed numbers, that does basically confirm to us that we are growing the beef herd.
That's right. We're seeing the effects of that herd growth, and even though, you know, we'll find out next year what happened this year, but we think herd growth is probably plateauing here in 2019. But that said, we still have, a little bit bigger calf crop in 2018. We may have a fractionally bigger calf crop yet in 2019. That means those flows of feeder cattle are going to continue on, through 2020 and probably a little bit beyond that. You know, the other thing I would mention real quick here is that the placements, if you look at it by weight category in this most recent report, again, the overall was up about 9%, 108.6%. is, 108.7. But if you look at it by weight category, almost every weight category was up pretty close to that average. So it wasn't like these placements were really focused on a particular weight group. You know, from 600 or under 600 pounds all the way up to 900 and plus, 900 and up, every category was up more or less consistently. And so, you know, again, it's across the board. There's no real bunching goes on with this. I don't think we have any sort of a setup here for, you know, kind of a timing issue for these cattle. We're just going to have to continue to move these cattle through the system like we have been.
Dr. Darryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 30th, 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 18,100 head, including 5,300 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 4,000 weaned calves, and 3,900 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Call for more information at 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.